On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
With kickoff rapidly approaching, now is the perfect time to start preparing for the fantasy football season. If you want to dominate your draft, check out the Roto-World Draft Guide for everything you'll need to get a leg up on the competition. It includes more than 500 player profiles, Evan Silva sleepers and busts, mock draft analysis for six different types of leagues, positional rankings from five of our experts, customizable projections, and much, much more. So head on over to rotoworld.com/draft guide. That's rotoworld.com/draft guide to take your first step towards fantasy football glory.
This is CSN's Redskins Talk. Here is your host, J.P. Finley.
All right, guys. J.P. Finley here, Redskins Talk Podcast. Time to stop being polite and start getting real. Preseason game one was terrible. The starting offense was bad. Starting defense was actually pretty good. The rest, the backups kind of on both sides of the ball did not perform nearly as well as the Ravens' counterparts. I'm joined here by Rich Tandler. Tandler, say what's up.
Hey, what's up?
Ooh, he said what's up. We are in the bottom levels of Ravens Stadium recording this thing because we want to have it up and ready for you guys Friday morning. We are going to kick to two interviews, and then Tandler and I are going to come back and give our thoughts on the game. First, we're going to go to I caught up with Nico Marley after the game, who was impressive and continues to be impressive. And then I caught both Zach Brown and Jonathan Allen, two other bright spots on what was a night with not a ton of bright spots. So let's run those interviews and then catch us on the backside for some analysis of what we saw.
Try to sift through it somehow.
Yeah, it won't be pretty.
Nico, your first ever NFL game. Yeah. This has been a dream for you. What was it like out there?
It was like, you ever have a dream, but then it's like you feel you're walking into a dream? I feel like I'm going to wake up as soon as I walk out the stadium. That's how amazing it was.
Your father was here, and you delivered. You had a sack. Take us through your performance.
Well, you know, coach called the plays. I line up, and I go as hard as I can. And, you know, it's all about getting the man with the ball. And everybody did a great job. You know, D-line held up for me. So it was just – I was really just having fun. It's just football.
Well, and now we'll get to the result of the game because it was pretty one-sided. Okay. It wasn't a good night for the Redskins. What do the coaches say to you, and what is your takeaway moving forward trying to get this thing where you guys want it to
go? Just get better every day. Just get better every day. Have a better performance. Even if we won, you should still have to have a better performance next week because it's just a job interview, and every week you got to get better. You can't decline. So even with the win or even you play the best game of your life, you still have to play a better one next week.
So whenever we ask Jay Gruden about your roster spot, about where you are as it comes to the 53, he says all we can do is put him out there, and he keeps making plays. From rookie camp to OTAs to minicamp and now here in the preseason, what's your mindset?
Get better. That's it. Single-minded focus, tunnel vision, get better every day, play like a lion, go out there and ball.
Understood. And do you feel like that's what's happening so far?
We still got a long way to go, so you know, I gotta keep getting better, like I said, and just playing, just having fun. As long as the game's fun for me, it's gonna be the same thing.
We got two guys here that made their first Redskins start tonight. Since Zach is the veteran, he got the mic first. So how did it feel going out there in the burgundy and gold?
It felt good. You know, just to be out there playing again, then playing with a new group of guys. You know, we was going through a lot during OTAs and, you know, in training camp. So just to get out there and actually see where we at. And, you know, we got some improvements to do, but it felt good.
We've talked this offseason about your speed, and that's going to be the biggest thing for fans to know. You were showing it out there. How good did it feel to go side to side and do what you do?
It felt good. You know, certain plays that they was trying to get to the edge, but I know I kind of have the advantage over certain other running backs. So just to go out there and make the plays, just, you know, what I do is I just do it.
Obviously a tough result tonight. You've been in the league. What do you take from kind of a bad week one in the preseason?
It's a lot of learning, and you know, a lot of guys, sometimes their first time in a new defense and offense, it's a lot of learning to do. So we just have to go back, just fix some mistakes, and just get it right, because, you know, here in the preseason, it's a lot of younger guys, the first time where they snaps, you know, got to get adjusted to the speed. You know, it shows you where you're at, condition and everything wise. So you just have to do it that way.
And then my last one for you before we get to John. You're a local guy, Columbia, Maryland. That's right on that Redskins-Ravens border. Did you have friends, family here tonight, and what side were they on?
Yeah, a lot of family and friends was here. They was actually sitting behind us.
Okay.
So it was on our side. So there's a lot of Redskins fans that I grew up with. So
gotcha.
I was always hearing about it and watching Redskins on TV.
John Allen, your first NFL game and your first Redskins game. What are you feeling right now?
I feel good. I feel excitement. I'm ready to keep playing. I want to keep playing. You know, so I'm gonna go back, look at everything. Critical, as I've been saying, and try to get better and improve on, see where we can get better as a team.
Now, you got out there a little bit early, and then you got a little more significant chunk of playing time there a little bit later in the game. Seemed like you really started to figure some stuff out. You got a sack. You were really aggressive to the ball down the line of scrimmage. Did things start to slow down for you?
Definitely gotten a little bit of a rhythm towards later in the second quarter. I would have to look at the film, though. I feel like I had, you know, some pretty good plays, but definitely room for improvement.
So, of those interviews, I think it was most interesting to hear from Zach Brown, a guy that's been through it, recognizes what the preseason means and what it doesn't. You know, Nico Barley and John Allen are still trying to figure it all out, so it's a little different hearing from them. Tandler, the game was awful. We both agree on that, right?
Yeah, no question.
How much can the Red... So, I didn't get to be in there for Jay Gruden. You did. So, I want to hear what the coach had to say. And I'm really curious about his tone. If he was disgusted, like we've seen him be at times, or if he also recognized, hey, it's preseason week one, there's a lot to learn.
Yeah, I'd say he was more kind of nonplussed, kind of nonchalant rather than...
I'm trying to get Tandler to hold the microphone, folks.
It's handed to me. Okay. But I think he was more, you know, okay, that wasn't good, but it's not the end of the world. And, you know, I think he's kind of – he was almost maybe trying to rethink the way he goes about things in the preseason to an extent.
I tell you what, based on that, last year we saw basically none of the starters played in the second preseason game. I wonder if that – I feel like tonight's performance and how the preseason went last year, the starters need to play next week in the preseason.
Yeah, I mean, you can't play six plays and go a quarterback. You know, Aaron Rodgers, yes. Aaron Rodgers actually skipped I looked it up. Aaron Rodgers skipped the first two preseason games last year, threw nine passes in the third, and of course didn't play in the fourth. That's for Aaron Rodgers.
He was pretty good still.
He was still pretty good. Kirk Cousins needs to get out there and get the work. And he was almost begging for work the other day when he was at the podium in Richmond.
You know, I'm not sure how much I believed it. Like, oh, I want to play as much as I can. You know what I mean? Like, you got to say that, but I don't know that he wants to be out there all that much.
But, you know, he did talk about the value of live reps, of getting things going, about how being frustrated at practice because things weren't, you know, they weren't a good simulation for what he would see tonight.
So, all right, the starting offense was bad. The Ravens defensive line significantly outplayed the Redskins offensive line. One of those, early in the game, the Ravens ran a fairly intricate safety mid blitz that I don't think the Redskins were at all expecting. And I went back and forth with B. Mitch on Twitter. There's nothing wrong with doing it. They totally should do it.
Right.
But, you know, it's an unexpected move game one of the preseason.
Okay, you know what? That's what I mentioned about Gruden rethinking how he does the preseason. You know, what he needs to do if he wants to keep his offense on the field is throw something at them they're not going to expect. You know, you don't want to pull out the whole playbook, you know, for the regular season or anything, but if they're going to throw a twist at you, you need to throw a twist at them to keep your offense on the field, keep things going, and, you know, kind of establish, okay, this is how we're going to play this? Okay.
Right.
Who can play that?
Like, maybe we won't be so vanilla because we've got to get some work in.
Right.
It's silly to say that Kirk didn't look all that impressive. I mean, he missed on a throw to Terrell Pryor, but he didn't really have another throw. I mean, I think he had a check down to Rob Kelly, right? Mm-hmm. Which, I tell you what, that was actually a good catch from Rob.
Yeah, he said fortunately Kelly turned, kind of sensed the ball coming to him.
Because he got popped, around. Too.
Yeah.
A couple of Redskins guys made catches when they got popped. Ryan Grant maybe had the biggest play of the game, or certainly the biggest play of the game up till that point.
Yeah, then the initial first down
from Colt McCoy.
In however long it was, I can't remember, maybe late first, maybe.
Yeah, he got popped there, too.
Yeah, like off his feet.
Starting defense played pretty well, I thought. First down they gave up was once Josh Holsey was in the game on a very blatant defensive pass interference. And Holsey, while maybe he's competing for a roster spot, is not going to be a starter out there with starters, barring significant injury.
And then Stacy McGee lined up wrong on a field goal.
Right.
And that turned a missed field goal into a touchdown.
Right. I think truly the biggest news from tonight are the possible injuries. Everybody saw what happened to Trent Murphy. It looked bad on TV. They initially announced it as a knee sprain or strain?
Sprain with a P.
So Friday, he's getting an MRI. Really no sense in speculating beyond that as the MRI news will come out. The other one was Sua Cravens, who we didn't see get injured on the field, but then I saw that he was getting iced up on the sideline, and I saw him leave the locker room. No crutches or anything. He was walking, but there's an MRI coming for Sua as well, and we've been talking for a while about the rebuild secondary and finally having some safeties, and who knows, man?
So, yeah, well, we'll see. You know, he's a guy, you know, you say you don't worry about your starters missing a little time in the preseason, but he's a guy who needs some reps at safety. I mean, he's brand new at position. Those three snaps he played there tonight before he got hurt. Of course, now all the starters only played three snaps. At least that's what Josh Norman said he played. That's what DJ Swearinger said he played. So I think that was a plan for the whole secondary. Although I did see Breland in there the second series, but that's neither here nor there. But Cravens is a guy who needs reps at safety. So
does Pro Football Focus do snap counts for preseason?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and so does there's on back of the game book.
Oh, there'll be snap counts on that?
Yeah, it's at the very end of the game book.
Okay. I mean, I'll just be curious. I thought Zach Brown showed that he can be really good. I think Mason Foster played pretty damn fast tonight.
Mason Foster's a pretty good football player.
Yeah, I think so too. Phil Taylor just being back on the field is a story in and of itself.
Has not played since November of 2014.
I think I was definitely married, but I didn't have a kid. I know that. That was a long time ago. My little girl turns two next week.
That's right.
All right. What'd you think of Colt? What'd you think of Sudfeld?
I'm not sure which one was worse.
I think Colt, when he came in, was still a good group of Ravens defenders, and they were getting good push, and I think Colt showed how well he can move in the pocket to get rid of some of those balls. He also got hit a bunch. I mean, there's really...
6 for 13, 40 yards with a pick.
All right.
You're trying to tell me that's a...
I'm not trying to tell you anything.
Okay.
On that one.
That was bad.
What was Sudfeld
actually had the higher QB rating of the three. He was 5 of 12, 68 yards. He got almost half of them on his best pass of the day by far. That went to Robert Davis
yep.
on the far sideline. just a 30, 31 yard, I think it was, strike.
Strike, yeah.
And that
came right after a terrible ball where he was dancing mm-hmm. in the pocket. You, me, and Kyle were like, oh, my God, what was that?
Yeah, he tries to arm throw so many passes without stepping into them.
And I wonder if some of that is just because he's so big and thinks he has the strength, or because his legs are so long, like stepping into it is another half second that he's not sure he has in the pocket. Either way, it ain't working.
He's had an off season. He's had a training camp. He's had a regular season. He's had an off season, and he's partway, almost halfway through training camp. I mean, at some point, pal, you've got to learn how to step up in the pocket, right?
Dude, why did Mac Brown not play till the fourth quarter?
Ask Randy Jordan.
So I talked to a couple Redskins offensive players in the locker room after the game, and more than one of them was surprised that Mac didn't play till late. My guess has got to be that they want to get Matt Jones the work to possibly show to other teams, but he didn't show anything tonight. I mean, what was his stat line?
Who, Matt?
Yeah.
I think he had, three carries minus one.
That sounds like what his, like, first quarter stat line would be last year.
So, Ryan, 6 for 15, but 11 on one play, plus a fumble and a drop pass.
Yuck. And one terrible pass play.
Yes. Mac Brown actually was second on the team in carries.
He almost busted one.
4 for 13 yards.
And he had one, like, 8-9 yarder. But that one was close to going, too. And he has that fifth gear if he can get in the open field.
Against the Bears. Fifth stringers, but
I mean, this was the Ravens. I mean,
who knows? Rob Kelly, 3 for 2. I don't think he played after that.
He made a nice catch.
Well, he had one. He had a game, and then he lost. He lost 4 yards
that
on that
third
one
down.
Was,
oh, I mean, he had nowhere to go.
No,
I mean, there were four dudes in the backfield before he took two steps.
Yeah, he could not get any momentum. That was not. And Colt McCoy, 1 for 0. He fumbled.
Yes.
I forgot Colt's fumble throw in there that bounced right back to him.
So to me, it's tricky because Gruden has to take this into account. I mean, you got boat raced and didn't look – it looked like varsity against JV, you know? And you've got to let that register, and you'd like to think it changes your preparation. I don't even know that they're not practicing hard enough, but like – I think you've got to have these players play more.
Yeah, we'll see next week. I don't have a huge issue with how much everybody played today.
I agree. But if starters just aren't playing next week, yeah, like we saw last year, I might have an issue with that.
Yes.
I might think that's
wrong. I would 100% agree.
How was your ride to Baltimore? Mine was all right.
Yeah, slow and go here and there. But it wasn't bad.
I love this stadium. It's just a nice, good stadium.
It is. It's very solid. It's not spectacular or anything. It's just good. It's funny. The people are incredibly friendly.
The staffers?
The staff. They definitely, coach them up on
because a lot of places, especially like the kind of field-level staff where you and I have to be running around, they are barking at you way more than they're saying.
Yes, they are. They have these little power. Wearing these yellow vests or something,
right,
with a big power
drive. Right, right, right.
And they are very, most pleasant. The land of pleasant living is what they call it, I guess.
They call what that?
Baltimore, the Chesapeake Bay area. You've never heard of that?
Maybe I've heard of that, but I've never heard of it for Baltimore.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Chalk up something? Is it? Let's see.
I could
before
be wrong.
Midnight, you've learned something today. That's good.
I'm not sure you're right, but maybe.
I think
defensively you can be encouraged. But they're also playing Ryan Mallett, so I don't know how much you can take from it.
How many quarterbacks will they play this year who are – I'm just asking. I don't know. How many quarterbacks will they play who are on a level or worse than Ryan Mallett?
Assuming no injuries, right?
Which you can't, but yeah.
Right. Well, let's go through this. None in the division. So that's 6 games.
Right.
We know they're playing New Orleans. That's 7 games. Drew Brees is way better. We know they are playing
the Vikings. Sam Bradford.
Sam Bradford's better than Ryan Mallett.
Not tons of. Let's see. In the West, you got Brian Hoyer. Iffy.
Yeah, Goff. I don't think he's better.
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers is better.
Well, he said, well, let's stay in the NFC. Okay. Wilson.
Russell Wilson, clearly better. Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer.
Definitely better.
Definitely better.
Not necessarily way better, but definitely better than Brian Mallett.
And then in the AFC.
West.
In the West, there's Rivers better. Simeon Lynch.
On par.
On par.
Derek Carr, way better.
Carr, way better.
And then I think Alex Smith or.
Yeah.
If this kid Mahomes is good enough to unseat Alex Smith, that's better too.
That's better.
So, I don't know.
Three games.
I mean, yeah, you got Denver.
Two or three games.
Yeah. Who knows, injuries or whatever. Right. And hell, maybe Ryan Mallett's going to have a breakout year and you and I are jerks. I would wager against that, but you never
know. Bill Belichick, you know, everybody's calling Bill Belichick a genius when he drafted him.
It's funny how those guys that back up Brady become stars.
Yeah.
Garoppolo.
I'm really waiting to see what Jim Garoppolo is going to do.
He looks good, though, man. And he's had some run.
It's a tiny sample size, though.
Yeah.
Tiny.
This one has – well, I always enjoy doing the podcast. And I tell you what, we're going to make a real effort after every game to have one of these as close to immediately as possible.
Remember Yoda said, you don't try.
There is no try.
Do it or don't.
All right. If you're going to quote Yoda, you got to do Yoda. You don't paraphrase Yoda. I'm not saying you have to do the voice.
Okay.
There is no try, only do.
Or do not.
Okay, fine. But what you did was like a modernized Yoda that sucked.
I got the point across, didn't I?
Yeah, but it was lame.
That we have to do podcasts after every game.
The catch rule is whack. I put that on Twitter and people were making fun of me for saying that. I stand by it. Like how that Matt Hazel catch was a fumble, man. That was not an incomplete pass.
Unless, I don't know. I couldn't see, you know, I'm sorry. Hey, love this stadium, but the us being able to see things on TV and replay and stuff is awful.
I'll tell you, my bigger quarrel with the stadium is the play clock is hidden. The play clock was very hard to find.
Was there one?
There was one. It was in, like, the very corner. So if you remember when we were sitting there, and Colt was kind of moving the ball there for, like, say he got three first downs, right? And I said to you, I was like, are they going with a little bit of tempo?
Yeah,
it looked like they were hustling the ball. And I was trying to see where the play clock. I found it, and then, like, they threw an interception or fumble. I don't know. Eventually, it was rendered irrelevant. All right, Taylor, this has been good to talk. Hopefully, the listeners enjoyed it. And I will see you in Richmond. We'll record another one of these. Anything to say to the folks?
No, just have a good morning. I guess we'll get this in the morning.
Good morning.
Have a good Friday, and we will see you from Richmond over the weekend. One last bash of training camp over the weekend.
One last hurrah in Richmond. Yeah. We going out that last night, Taylor?
I am.
Oh, Swaggy D with a swaggy finale.
But of course, my out is different from your out.
They can be similar. I wish my out was more like your out sometimes. All right.
Be.
On that, we are out. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.